Okay, once again, it's time to visit with Michelle Seil, director for the Carrington City Library. Thanks, Michelle, for joining us here. And Michelle checks in with us once a month to give us an update on the Carrington Library. Let's see, our topic this morning is early childhood literacy. Michelle, let's talk about some stuff here. Give us, you know, reading is pretty important, right?
Well, yes, it certainly is. And, you know, I've talked to lots of people over the years, and I don't know that I've ever talked to anybody who said, no, reading's not important. But I think a lot of times people don't realize maybe how important it is. And there's a lot of research about that, not just for school children, but there's even research that supports continuing reading as an adult will decrease Alzheimer's chances or the effects of Alzheimer's. It can even have a longer lifespan connection, and because strong reading leads to strong success in school, people who read well probably do better in school. They go on to have better jobs and even have higher salaries. So it just, it's interesting how much is really connected to reading. And I don't know, Greg, I guess I've never asked you, are you much of a reader?
Yeah, occasionally. Yep.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I've talked to a lot of people who are, you know, I just don't like reading or I just don't have time. But I think we read a lot more than we're aware of in reading on the internet and things like that. And it's the ability to read and to comprehend and to sort through all of that information to find really what's most important rather than sometimes the hype that comes out or, you know, right in this day and age, there's a lot of misinformation or information that's presented in one way. And so being able to read and come up with both sides is really important. And so, you know, reading just has this big impact on life, I guess is what I'm saying.
Yes, yes, that's true. So, so when do children start benefiting from reading experiences?
At birth. Yeah, so we have kids from the very beginning, you're hearing words, and hearing words eventually leads to recognizing them when you see them and that sort of thing. So from the very beginning, the youngest children will benefit from reading experiences. And it's not just, you know, reading the printed page, but it's hearing the words, talking, singing, just all kinds of activities like that are all part of that early childhood literacy.
Okay. And then
young children.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. As I say, young children who are read to a lot are more likely to do things like count early when they get to school or be able to write their own name. They're reading early, especially if kids are read to by their families or anybody, at least three times a week, are more likely to be in the top 25% of their class when it comes to reading in school, which just leads to more academic success. So early on, from the very beginning.
All right, that's awesome. Now the library can help too, right?
Right, of course. You know, we've been promoting our story time, which we still have Wednesday mornings at 10 and Thursday afternoons at 3:30. And that's another opportunity to read, have stories read to them. But we also do the singing, we do some writing, we do some play kind of things that are associated with stories. The singing, acting things out. So there are lots of things that become part of building that early childhood literacy. So that's one of the things that we do. We bring our preschool over once a month, and it gives them an opportunity to find books. And there's a really big connection between being able to choose your own books, being able to own books, having books at home, and success in reading. So the more we can put books in the hands of kids, and they're very excited to come and do that, then the better off they will be, you know, long-term when they get to school. And then right now we're starting to think about our summer reading program, and we have all kinds of different activities at different levels for the kids in summer reading. And that's part of that childhood literacy and building that. And at some point, we'll probably talk about the summer slide and how we lose those skills over summer if we don't keep active with reading. And then there's something new that we are going to be launching, and it's promoting early literacy. There's a national program called 1,000 Books Before Kindergarten, and we're going to be participating in that. And basically what we do is encourage families to just document the books that they're reading, and then at different milestones, they get little prizes here at the library and certificates and things like that, recognition for their reading success. And it sounds like 1,000 books before kindergarten is a lot, doesn't it? Just mm-hmm. When I first heard that, I thought that's just an impossible goal, right? But if when I read the stories to kids, most of the books we read take 3, maybe 4 minutes. And so if a parent sat down with a child and read one book every night, took that 3 minutes, maybe 5 minutes, and read that book, so 5 minutes a day, over the course of a year, that's 365 books. Over the course of 3 years, that's over 1,000. And they're not even 3 years old yet. You know, if you started right when they were babies, or you start when they're one, or, you know, whatever. It just, and so it's just an opportunity for parents to set those goals and, you know, see that success. And if they're doing it with their kids over the course of time, then, you know, the kids get involved in that goal as well, and seeing its importance and, you know, kind of focusing on reading. And so even people who have children who are already past the infant stage, getting ready to go to kindergarten next year or whatever, coming in and participating in the program will give that focus to setting that goal and striving to read 100 books or whatever. So we're really going to promote that and encourage childhood reading. There's a lot of information about what happens when kids struggle with reading. And there's a lot of connection between people who are on welfare or in poverty, or who don't take advantage of opportunities for reading for their kids. And just the success in school is just not as strong. So we're really going to try to promote more participation in library programs for our kids.
Talking this morning with Michelle Seil, director for the Carrington City Library. Michelle, are there any costs for the kids to participate in these programs?
No. The library provides these opportunities for all of our kids free of charge. And even when families are, you know, out of town and they have to buy a membership to the library, that gives them access to the books. But participating in the program, the prizes and all that sort of thing, that's all free to our kids. Our summer reading program is free. Our story times are free. We do crafts and have activities and all kinds of things. And those are all free to any child who comes to the library.
All right. Well, that all sounds great. Thanks so much, Michelle. Mm-hmm. We always appreciate it. Anything else this morning?
That's all. Just encourage everybody to read a little bit here and there. Oh, we do have, it's more adults and even teenagers, but kids are participating too. We're doing a winter reading challenge, and we have copies of it here at the library, and we have it on our website as well. And that's just read one of the items that's on the challenge, or meet that one of them is listen to a podcast. So do the things that are on the reading challenge, and then that becomes an entry in our prize drawing. And so it goes from now all the way through to the end of February. So we encourage people to either download it from the website or stop in and participate in our winter reading challenge.